What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's where we'll start. I'm sorry. We'll just pour a little more salt in the wounds for Pirates fans, many of whom have been reacting all day saying yesterday was one of the worst days for them as a fan. Donnie followed us last night and said it was the worst trade deadline in Pirates history. Mulsey was batting around the same concept or thought before the show. And so we'll talk about that. Pick up where we left off at 412-928-9370. Intern Jack is here to man the phones. Donnie is back with us. Mulsey's across from me. Kabali later on, who admitted to Pat McAfee that when he takes a dump, he doesn't always put the toilet paper in the toilet. He puts it in the trash can sometimes. Yeah,
man, I'm thinking of any number of random ways I could spin that back to the trade deadline.
Yeah, did he find Ben Cherington in there? Would be one. All right, here's an update.
Ben was doing that to actual viable trade proposals for some of his players.
Here is an update that underlines why so many people are upset. MLB Pipeline, Jonathan Mayo, who's based in Pittsburgh. This is Major League Baseball's prospect database. They rank a top 100. They rank every team's top 30 prospects. They just updated it in the last hour. Did you guys see it, first of all?
MLB Pipelines?
Yes.
No, I deliberately did not look at it yet.
I took a look at it.
Okay. Flores is not in the Pirates' top 10. The shortstop the Pirates got back for Ke'Bryan Hayes is. So the prospect experts for Major League Baseball believe the Pirates got a better player back for a third baseman, last night being the exception, can't hit, and the Pirates couldn't wait to get rid of. They traded him to division rival. They think they got a better player back in that deal than the Pirates did for David Bednar with another year of control when closers were the hottest commodity at the trade deadline. That's why people are so pissed off. And if the rebuttal is, well, what does MLB Pipeline know versus the Pirates? Who do you trust more, MLB Pipeline or the Pirates?
MLB Pipeline.
Yes,
who I trust.
I am going to trust that wing of Major League Baseball that has reporters and analysts who talk to everyone around baseball, scouts around baseball. I'm going to trust them more.
Does Ben Cherington
than the
contribute
Pirates
to MLB Pipeline? No,
probably,
he's not allowed to.
Well,
I trust MLB Pipeline more because Ben Cherington is not involved in their operations.
His people might give opinions on players, but it's all 30 teams' opinions put in a blender. And they've got Flores at 11 and Stafora, the shortstop that comes back for Hayes, at 8.
I heard a lot more of that circulating around, like just as like opinion and spitballing from the people that happen to be on Twitter who follow this stuff very closely. They're not professionals. They just are ardent, you know, prospect kind of watchers. I was seeing that Stafora thing last night before these rankings came out, people saying, you watch, he's the better prospect of the two quote-unquote bigger names they got.
So I'd like to hear why people are so upset, why they're so angry, 412-928-9370. We've also since learned when we signed up yesterday at 6 that the Pirates could have had the Phillies' top catching prospect instead of Flores. He ended up going to Minnesota in the Duran trade. The Twins, now Phillies closer, who had an extra year of team control than Bednar. And it wasn't just this guy, Tate. It was also a pitcher, Abel. But Tate, this catcher, is 19 years old, but he is regarded as baseball's 56th best prospect.
Mm-hmm.
So if the Pirates had traded for him, I get it. We would have dealt with people that said, why did you just trade the hometown kid, the Renegade, for a teenager that's still at single A?
He would have immediately become their, what, third or fourth best
prospect? Yes. And
he'd have been in their top five for sure.
I'll say it again. I trust MLB Pipeline more than I trust Ben Cherington. At least we would have been able to say that they got one of the best catching prospects in all of Major League Baseball. For David Bednar. And I didn't want to trade Bednar, but I would have been able to deal with that more.
He would have become the Pirates' third best prospect ahead of Hunter Barco, who is behind him on the top 100 list.
Here's what I think screams, and it's in the grand scheme of things, what ended up happening when we signed off with Falter and how they kept those guys. Falter's not a great pitcher, and IKF and Tommy Pham and Andrew Heaney are irrelevant players. But what those deals symbolized speaks to the large incompetence of Cherington. He got on a conference call with reporters and explained pretty much that Falter, you know, didn't have a future with the team.
He was a non-tender candidate, essentially.
Because you've got Oviedo coming back and you've got Bubba Chandler and you like Ashcraft and these guys.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But then you keep Andrew Heaney around for 2 months.
Who by contractual mandate, has no future with the
Andrew
team.
Andrew Heaney's ERA in July was 9. His ERA in June was 5.57. No one in the world would say Andrew Heaney right now is a better pitcher than Bailey Falter. So you might as well let the younger guy pitch and see how the next 2 months go. And if you're right and you've got all these other arms, then
you trade him for something.
For tomato cans then. Or more importantly, somebody else who's not Ben Cherington does that. And then the last thing, which is just completely untrue and false. He says he could not find homes for Pham, IKF, and maybe Heaney I'll buy because he's just been so awful.
I don't buy at all that he couldn't find a home for IKF. I don't think he was trying to find a home for IKF.
IKF plays a million positions. Every team in baseball likes a utility guy that can do everything on their bench. And if you don't believe me, I can pull up the names. Ahmed Rosario, for example, who got traded to the Yankees from the Nationals. There's all kinds of guys that got traded like that. Andrew Slater got traded yesterday. He stinks as a hitter. He's a spare part outfielder. Tommy Pham since, this is insane, since July 1st, the only three outfielders in baseball who have a higher OPS than him are Kyle Stowers, Jaron Duran, and Cody Bellinger. He's traded every year. John Morosi literally went on MLB Network yesterday morning and said, if there's one sure thing at the trade deadline, one guarantee I'll make, it's that Tommy Pham is going to get traded.
And
Ben Cherington claimed that he couldn't find a home for him. To me, I've heard some people speculate like this was Nutting pulling the strings. Why would Nutting want to keep three guys with no future on the team and pay them like $5 million for the last two months of the season?
Functionally for nothing.
Right.
For games that don't matter. For a team that's going nowhere.
If he's running the show, he would say, if you can't trade these guys, DFA all three right now so I don't have to pay them. Right? I mean, that's what he would do.
That's what he would do, yes. Ben Cherington's incompetence is towering. His explanations are even worse. It still comes off smug, know-it-all, just trust me, bro.
He said this is phase
one absurd.
Of what needs to happen.
We're in phase seven, for God's sakes. You've been on the job for 6 years. Shut up about phase one. I don't want to hear
it,
man.
How about the audacity of that? This is phase one.
That's why I keep coming back to one of the things that frustrates me the most and angers me the most is that he always seems to talk down his nose at everybody that's listening to what he's saying.
I agree, and I don't feel like they got rid of any great players. I think David Bednar's pitching great right now and has in the past, but we went over it yesterday. Closers are largely fungible. They have found good closers. Cherington said that. He's right.
Just this idea
it's
that
the
they,
process,
had
the, Chris.
They had a chance to get a guy who would have ranked in their system, even though he'd have been far away. They had a chance to get a player who would have been their third best prospect if these updated rankings had come out and Tate was on their team now. And they didn't do it. To hear them tell it, they took a less accomplished prospect with a lower ceiling and decided that because he's closer to the major leagues, even though he's almost 6 years older, that was a good decision. I cannot wrap my head around almost any of it because all of the decisions are so bad that they defy like a logical filter being applied to them.
He doesn't know how to do the job. I mean, how can you... We've all watched the Pirates this year to some degree. How were you able to move Adam Frazier but not IKF and Tommy Pham? You're telling me there was more of a market for Frazier than the
hottest?
Pony, I
heard that they didn't want to move IKF.
Well, that's...
I heard around that they love his leadership capacity and capabilities and characteristics.
Oh, yeah, look where that's got them this year.
Pony, I'm just telling you what I heard, which was that they were not particularly motivated to move IKF.
You've got Andrew McCutchen on the friggin' team for that. He's the guy that's like their symbolic leader.
But yeah,
he tweeted something about the Ke'Bryan Hayes home run last night, which I read into that the same way as you. Can only imagine what Paul Skenes is thinking right now.
Genie,
after
you're
what
free.
He said on Sunday.
Yeah, I know, dude. Like I said, I can get very upset about it. I can logically run through every reason why everything Ben Cherington did was a complete swing and a miss yesterday. And yet, he's still doing these things. He still gets to be running it. He's still talking when he talks about phase one like he's going to be here for a long time.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.